I will say this now in American, our American English, so that everyone understands me. This is like 104 Super Bowls in 1 month. This is the magnitude of what we organize, ladies and gentlemen.
Meet the boss, Gianni Infantino. And, however you phrase it, the World Cup is the biggest show on earth. Now, we know a lot more about what that show in the US, Canada and Mexico will look like next year, after the draw in Washington. US President Donald Trump was there to draw his own country out of the bowl, and a cavalcade of stars of American sport were there too. Even the Village People made an appearance. But it was US basketball great Shaquille O'Neal who delivered Australia its moment of truth.
I think he's getting the hang of it now.
Yes.
Australia.
Big noise there.
There they are. The Socceroos have reached the knockout stages twice in six previous participations in 2006 and 2022.
Australia drawn into Group D alongside the United States, Paraguay and a European team to be determined in a playoff next March and April. One of Turkey, Kosovo, Romania and Slovakia. Popovich is careful to point out there is no such thing as an easy group, but it's been characterised as a fairly friendly draw for the Aussies, although not everyone always wants to be in the same group as a host nation at a World Cup. Don't put Socceroos coach Tony Popovich in that category, though.
No, I'm actually excited about having that because it increases the challenge. The focus obviously will be on the US team. The whole country will be behind them and we've always punched well above our weight.
It's the first time Australia has been drawn in the same group as a host nation since the very first time they were ever in a World Cup, in West Germany in 1974. Australia played the US in a friendly in Denver in October, losing 2-1. The exact dates, times and venues for the entire group stage will be confirmed by FIFA tomorrow, but we have a fair idea of what the Australian World Cup campaign will look like, and the news is good for the Socceroos, as they'll likely be based on the west coast of North America. Popovich says that's a logistical advantage, amongst other things.
Obviously the east coast is a lot further for us. We have to land in the west and then get another flight to the east, so I'm sure the fans are a lot happier, and I anticipate they'd be going through their phones and working hard to try and get tickets.
The likely schedule, again, FIFA will confirm everything tomorrow, has Australia starting its campaign against the yet-to-be-determined European side in Vancouver on June the 14th. They'll then play the United States in Seattle on June the 20th, before playing Paraguay in Santa Clara, about an hour's drive southeast of downtown San Francisco, on June the 26th. Paraguay are a familiar opponent for Popovich. He played his last ever game for the Socceroos against them back in 2006 in Brisbane. Amongst a logjam of teams, they took the last automatic qualifying spot from South America this time around. And Popovich says he knows just how good they are.
You know, a lot of respect for South American teams. We saw how close they were to even getting second place in the group. So a very good team. We anticipate a really tough match.
And what of drawing a team from the European playoffs? Turkey will start favourites to take that spot, but Popovich says he has no preferred opponent out of the four nations involved. He also says not knowing the opponent until next year won't matter in the long run.
It is harder. You can scout four teams, but once March comes around, I'm sure it'll be enough time for them and us to know the opposition well.
In this expanded 48-team Men's World Cup, the top two teams in each of the 12 groups, as well as the eight best third-place teams, go through to the knockout stage. A World Cup appearance, Australia's sixth in a row and seventh overall, will provide a much-needed boost for the whole of Australian football. Football Australia Interim Chief Executive Heather Garriock says it should serve as a reminder of the importance of the domestic A-League competition, where many of the Australian squad started their careers.
Yeah, it's a credit to Tony, and he's obviously bled 13 players that have debuted for Australia in the last 12 months. That's really unheard of. So to build the depth within Australian football, it's a credit to Tony, but also a credit to the A-Leagues back home. So it plays a really crucial role, and to see the youth get an opportunity week in, week out under pressure is really important for us.
So what will Popovich's Socceroos show the world in North America next year? Popovich acknowledges this bunch lack the sort of big names Australia had back in his playing days, but he says that won't hold Australia back as they try to repeat their heroics in reaching the knockout stage of the last World Cup in Qatar in 2022.
We've got a lot of young, good players coming through, players that I think will have big careers in years to come. And this is a chance for them to be on the world stage. They'll see an exciting group, a confident group, and one that will give our all for our country.
The World Cup opens on June the 12th with a repeat of the 2010 World Cup's opening game, as Mexico hosts South Africa in Mexico City. The other two teams in Group A are South Korea and a European playoff winner, either Denmark, Czechia, the Republic of Ireland, or North Macedonia. Group B features co-hosts Canada, Asian champions Qatar, Switzerland, and another European playoff winner, one of Italy, Wales, Bosnia and Herzegovina, or Northern Ireland. Group C has in it five-time champions Brazil, 2022 semi-finalists Morocco, Haiti, and Scotland. Group E features heavyweights Germany, Ecuador, African champions the Ivory Coast, and the smallest country to ever make a World Cup, Curaçao, population 158,000. Group F shapes up as one of the toughest, with the Netherlands, Japan and Tunisia to be joined by whoever emerges from a playoff containing Ukraine, Poland, Albania and Sweden. Group G features Belgium, Iran, Egypt and New Zealand. Group H features European champions Spain, Uruguay, Cape Verde and Saudi Arabia. Group I comprises France, who came oh so close to winning the world title 4 years ago, Senegal, Norway, and the winner of an intercontinental playoff comprising Iraq, Bolivia and Suriname. Group J is the group of defending world champions Argentina. Their opposition comprises Austria, Algeria and Jordan. Group K features Portugal, Colombia, first-time qualifiers Uzbekistan, and the winner of a playoff comprising Jamaica, New Caledonia, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Group L has provided England some tough opposition as they look for their first world title since 1966. They must face 2018 runners-up Croatia, African power Ghana, and Panama. The 2026 World Cup is live and exclusive on SBS. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.